Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Felix Jose. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Bergman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Henderson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robinson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Robinson. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whitaker hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Fielder moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fielder scores. Bergman moves to third. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randolph moves to second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Randolph covering, for the out. Shelby moves to third. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder is walked intentionally. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Fielder moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Joe Klink now pitching. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Darnell Coles now playing right field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jose, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shelby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph catches it and throws to first to double up Whitaker. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGwire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGwire hits a fly ball into right field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Harris now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ward strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.